welcome your host, John Coleman.
Today, we're going to talk about projects and Scrum. So in terms of Scrum, what is a project and what am I talking about? You hear lots of initiatives where there's some kind of construct to get some money, to get some work done. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end. There's usually some kind of budget attached to it. People are assigned and so on. And there's a massive body of knowledge out there in terms of how you deal with projects. Today, I just wanted to focus on if you have a project and if you're trying to decide whether you should use Scrum or not, or how should you use Scrum to help delivery of a project, what do you do? So it depends. So if your project is like multi-year and basically you're going to have people together for a long time, it might be warranted to have a team or a team of teams that's dedicated to that project because it's such a significant piece of work. There might be merit in it. Most projects that I come across are typically less than 1 year, usually 4 months plus, might go up to maybe run up to maybe 18 months. And there's usually some kind of scope that they want delivered. And there's usually an expectation that a lot of that work could be done very quickly. So if you set up a Scrum team for a project, how would that work? So maybe we'd try to understand what the project was all about. Is there some kind of vision or direction of travel or some outcomes of business case so everybody understands what's required? That can be really useful. A project, because it has a beginning, a middle, and an end, that kind of means that there's an expectation about when this work will be done. So there's more than likely some kind of deadline that we need to deliver some work by. And when you move to any different way of working, say a new way of working, Scrum isn't new anymore, but maybe it's new to the people who are involved, that's quite a big deal. And when people go through change, there's going to be a situation where performance might actually get worse before it gets better. So you get a bunch of people together and they're really good at doing something with a traditional approach. And we think that they perform really well. I had a situation where a team that was very good at doing waterfall, when they moved to Scrum, it was really noticeable that they were actually worse with Scrum for at least a couple of months, even 3 months. Typically, though, I would see a situation where it would take about 2 months for a team to get used to the new way of working, to have the same performance as they had before. And then it would take up to maybe 4 months before they get to a state where they're really performing very well. So you've got this situation, you've got a deadline looming, and here's a situation where you've got a team that might actually be getting worse before it gets better, and that creates a lot of anxiety. And what can happen is so much anxiety might be created in the system that we might start compromising some of the things that we would normally do with Scrum. And so old behaviors start coming out of the woodwork and so on. Another little problem with Scrum for projects is that if you have a team and you put them together for, say, 8 months, they might be hyperproductive by the end of that 8 months. They might be hyperproductive by the end of 4 months. And one of the best teams I ever had, it took 10 years before I found another team that was as good as them. That team was disbanded because the project ran out of money. Project runs out of money, no more funding for the people, no rest for them to go. They left the company. So that for me was sad. You had a situation where a really good team was disbanded because of the way that the work was being funded. I had the opposite situation then a few years ago where people told me, oh, we've got this project for 3 weeks, so we're going to use Scrum. And I asked them, why do you want to use Scrum? Like, maybe you're a bunch of Navy SEALs or something. You're like a really high quality team. You can just adjust to any change very quickly. But if you're just together for 3 weeks, by the time you figure out working as a scrum master, product owner, all that kind of stuff, is it really worth it for the sake of 3 weeks? Of course, it would be worth it, of course, if it delivers much better than what people originally asked for, but maybe it's not 3 weeks. It's going to be some longer timeline. And maybe that still would be a better outcome. But still, I would question why you would set up a project team for just a few weeks doing something like Scrum. It takes a while to get used to Scrum. This is my personal opinion, by the way, not the opinion of any organization that I happen to have training badges with. So you've got a situation where a team, if it performs really well, gets to a good place, they're running out of money, or you've got the opposite situation where you're trying to do it for a shorter period of time. So change is the point I'm trying to make here, that the impact of this change of doing Scrum on a team is not to be ignored. And I would like to set expectations with teams that there's going to be some kind of shaky moments when we get started. It's going to be really good and really nice, but have no illusions about this. There will be some difficult times as we try to get used to this change. In addition to that, another little problem with setting up a project team, specifically a Scrum team for a particular project, is an organization might be tempted, particularly a large organization, might be tempted to spin up a Scrum team for every new project they have, or even worse, they might even have teams of teams for each additional projects that they set up. And that all seems fine. And there's this kind of thought that maybe we can keep ramping up more projects in the company. And by ramping up more projects, we can deliver more potential value and hopefully get real value when we confirm it with customers. But often what I find is a situation where most of those projects are dependent on some key people. So we actually hit some kind of plateau and then performance actually gets worse. You've got the impact of the change. You've got a situation where people might be delusional, particularly leadership might be delusional about how many projects the organization can actually deal with at the same time. And so instead of getting a few projects finished sooner, starting projects all over the place, thinking that they're independent from each other, but there's almost always some dependencies on each other, some key people who are involved there. So what I prefer, and I think what large-scale Scrum would prefer, would be you would still have projects. Projects can't be avoided. But what you could do is feed those projects to Scrum teams who just take work from their product backlog. A product doesn't have scope. So if you have a group of people, a Scrum team, working on a product, and there are a number of different projects, and hopefully some external customer and end user work as well, what you could do is you could essentially barcode the product backlog with the different projects. So imagine a situation where you had a red stakeholder, a black stakeholder, green stakeholder, purple stakeholder, amber stakeholder, yellow stakeholder, brown stakeholder, and they all have these different projects, and essentially they're project managers or project directors or whatever, and they want their projects done. Instead of setting up specialist Scrum teams for those particular projects, consider a situation where you feed those projects to a product owner. The product owner would manage the expectations. There's no guarantee that all of these things are going to be done. And for example, for the red project manager, the product owner is likely to say, look, I want to do a bit of 80-20 here. In other words, I want to deliver 80% of the outcomes with 20% of the outputs. So they might put the higher value items from the red project at the top of the product backlog. And then there might be lower value items, maybe midway down the backlog, and then lower value items down the backlog. The likelihood is the ones lower down the backlog will never be delivered. And expectations should be managed like that, because new ideas come in all the time. And new ideas are usually better than the old ideas. So the old ideas get pushed down like plates. The plates get pushed down the stack, new plates on top of the old plates, new ideas on top of the old ideas in the product backlog, old ideas getting pushed further away below the waterline, so to speak. So we might never deliver them. Then you have the purple project, for example, and the product says, well, actually, you want all that stuff. I'm only going to be able to deal with this stuff. And the project manager for the Black project would have, okay, you're going to get some of this, and then I could do some of this later, but the other stuff is going to be much, much later. And so instead of having a Scrum team for each project, consider a situation where what you do is the product owner is connecting with these project leaders as stakeholders, and hopefully the product owner is delivering a lot more external stuff, particularly if it's an externally facing organization delivering external value. We do know projects happen. There are things like the pandemic crisis and the reaction to that and Brexit and all sorts of other things going on in the world. So projects happen, and that's fine. But that doesn't mean that you have to have a dedicated project team using Scrum where a hyper-productive team eventually is disbanded because you ran out of money, or you're giving this delusion that with the organization can deal with loads of projects. It just needs to load in more people, even worse, outsourcing those projects as well, which is creating even more dependencies on some internal people with key knowledge. Consider the alternative being one product backlog, one product owner, projects barcoded down through that product backlog, making peace with the fact that some items and some projects will never be delivered, but we'll try to do 80-20 on those. This way, you get some stability. You get stability in terms of what a team can achieve, how much work we can actually get done. You get some more realism in terms of the capability of the organization as well. There's more focus. We're trying to implement more 80-20 rather than thinking we need 100% of every project. That'll be my tip for you today. Projects in Scrum, yes, they mix. Should you have project Scrum teams? I would tend to say no. The exception being long-term project, maybe multi-year project. It's massive. It's a really unusual situation. But even then, there are all sorts of issues with that I mentioned in this session. Be careful before you start up new Scrum teams that are dedicated to particular projects. There will be limits in the organization, and those limits to growth will eventually come back to bite us, and we will have, instead of more projects being delivered, we'll have less projects being delivered. So less is more. That's my tip for you today. Thank you very much.